This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter. This letter goes to Nick Borf, attorney at law, address on file of the Schiller Law Office. Dear Mr. Borf, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Jesus Rangel, please note the following medical letter, period. Jesus is spelled J-E-S-U-S, that's like Jesus, J-E-S-U-S, last name Rangel, R-A-N-G-E-L, that's R-A-N-G-E-L. On today's date, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, reviewed the police accident report, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, and reviewed photographs of the accident, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 30-year-old male, height 5'2", weight 185 pounds, period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident on or about October 11th of 2020, period. The patient was a driver with a seatbelt on, period. He was stopped at a red light and was rear-ended, period. He was driving a 2017 Nissan Armada. That's A-R-M-A-D-A, going westbound on Pendleton Pike in Lawrence, Indiana, period. He was rear-ended by a 2008 Dodge Nitro vehicle, period. The patient was jerked and had immediate pain in his neck, comma, left hip, comma, low back, comma, and mid-back, period. Despite adequate treatment, he is still experiencing pain in his neck and low back areas. The neck is greater than the low back, period. The thoracic pain and left hip pain has resolved, period. New paragraph. His cervical pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. It is an intermittent type pain, period. There is a wide range of time frames on this pain that varies from a few hours a day to several hours and almost continuous per day, period. On the average, it is 6 hours per day, period. It is described as a burning type pain, period. It ranges in intensity from a good day of 5 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. The pain radiates into both shoulders and down his left arm to the elbow, period. New paragraph. His lumbar pain also has a component of diminished range of motion, period. It is described as an intermittent type pain, period. It lasts approximately 2 hours per day, period. It is described as a stabbing type pain, period. It ranges in intensity from a good day of 3 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down his left leg to his ankle, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment as best recollected by the patient was that ambulance transported him to Community Hospital East emergency room, period. They did various diagnostic studies, and I will go over them later in this letter, period. They released him with naproxen, and I believe they gave him an injection of Toradol in the hospital, period. On October 16, 2020, he presented to Performance Wellness South. They did find pain and diminished range of motion. He was given various treatments, including spinal adjustments, comma, hydrotherapy and intersegmental traction, period. He was seen there for several treatments, period. On November 9th, 2020, he was issued a 10-unit period. He was released from their care on January 8th, 2021, when he was at maximal functional capacity period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living include problems with housework, yard work, sports such as soccer, sex, sleep, and lifting over 80 pounds, period. New paragraph. Medications include occasional muscle relaxers, occasional migraine medicines, and over-the-counter medicines for this auto accident, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter medicines as well as stretching exercises, period. New paragraph. Past medical history denies. New paragraph. Past surgical history denies. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals the patient never injured his neck before this automobile accident, period. The patient never injured his low back before this automobile accident, period. Approximately a 1 year after this automobile accident, he fell in his yard. He was seen in the emergency room for back strain, but did not have any permanency, period. The patient had a headaches a couple years before this automobile accident, and he was treated with occasional muscle relaxers that persisted even after this automobile accident, period. The patient has not been in serious automobile accidents in the past, period. 1 week before this one week before this independent medical evaluation, he injured himself playing soccer and sustained a concussion. He was seen in the emergency room for headaches and back pain, as well as shoulder pain, period. New paragraph. His occupation is that he remodels houses and does construction work, period. He is able to work full-time, but does so with occasional pain and problems lifting, period. He does have problems lifting heavy objects at work and occasionally needs assistance with other workers, period. He did miss a few hours of work here and there, especially when he sought treatment at the chiropractic office, period. New paragraph. Upon review of medical records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent findings, period. I did review photographs and see the obvious deformity of the lower bumper area on the patient's vehicle, period. Report from the emergency room, Community Hospital East, October 11th, 2020, states 28-year-old male reports neck and back pain, period. He was a restrained driver in MVA, period. States car was rear-ended, period. Reports pain that shoots down both legs to his toes, period. Reports some left hip pain as well, period. On physical examination, diffuse abnormalities were noted in multiple expected areas, period. They did various diagnostic studies, including CT of the cervical spine, x-rays of the lumbar spine, CT of the head, as well as x-rays of the left hip, period. These studies were essentially negative for fracture, but what I, Dr. Mandel, would like to comment on is that the cervical CT showed slight reversal of the expected cervical lordosis centered at C5, period. My comments are that it takes a great deal of acute trauma to produce these findings to be visualized on radiographic studies, period. The final impression in the emergency room was number one, MVA, number two, neck pain, number three, acute bilateral thoracic back pain, number four, acute midline low back pain without sciatica, and number five, left hip pain, period. They prescribed him Naprosyn, period. Reports from Performance Wellness South, dated October 16, 2020. Chief complaint was posterior cervical neck, comma, upper thoracic, comma, mid thoracic, comma, lower thoracic, and lumbar pain, period. Primary treatment was diversified chiropractic manipulative therapy. Their diagnosis was radiculopathy, lumbar region, comma, sprain of the lumbar ligaments, comma, sprain of the ligaments of the thoracic spine, comma, sprain of the ligaments of the cervical spine, comma, strain of the low back, comma, strain of the back wall of the thoracic, comma, strain of the muscles, fascials, and tendons at the neck level, comma, muscle spasm of the neck, comma, other muscle spasms, comma, and MVC, period. Another record from Performance Wellness dated January 8, 2021 states Mr. Rangel presents to the office for reexamination. Patient has improved and has reached maximal medical improvement with active and in-office chiropractic care, period. Patient is released to continue performing therapeutic exercises at home, period. New paragraph. After review of all the medical records, I have found that all of his treatment is outlined above and for which he has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of October 11, 2020, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number one, cervical trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, comma, and radiculopathy, period. Number two, thoracic trauma, comma, strain, comma, pain, comma, all resolved, period. Number three, lumbar trauma, comma, strain, comma, pain, comma, and radiculopathy, period. Number four, left hip strain, comma, trauma, comma, pain, all resolved, period. The above four diagnoses are directly caused by the automobile accident of October 11, 2020, period. New paragraph. At this time, I'm rendering impairment ratings, period. Utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, please note the following impairment ratings, period. In relationship to the cervical region, utilizing Table 17-2, the patient qualifies for a 2% whole body impairment, period. In relationship to the lumbar area, utilizing Table 17-4, the patient qualifies for an additional 3% whole body impairment, period. When we combine the two whole body impairments, the patient has a 5% impairment as a result of injuries from the October 11, 2020 accident, period. As a patient ages, he will be much more susceptible to permanent arthritis in the cervical and lumbar regions, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. Ongoing over-the-counter medications and occasional prescription medicines at an estimated cost of $90 a month for the remainder of his life, period. Some additional and some injections in the cervical and lumbar areas would cost approximately $2,500, period. A back brace at a cost of $250 would need to be replaced every 2 years, period. An MRI should be considered of the cervical and lumbar regions, each costing approximately, not each, let's say a total cost of MRI in both areas would be approximately $5,000, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I reviewed the patient's medical records, comma, reviewed photographs, comma, and taken the history directly from the patient, period. I have not performed a physical examination, period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation based upon the records, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. The patient gave me oral informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DO, End of Dictation.